Now, South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service families affected by the current situation with regards to that service over the last number of years have concerns that the scheme excludes children who fall outside the geographic confines of the scheme, and also concerns about arrangements that are being made for meetings, for reviews and for compensation. With me on the line to talk about this is Keith Rowles, who's solicitor and partner with Coleman Legal South, representing a huge number of the people and the families involved in this. Keith, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Where do things stand at the moment in this, entire process?
Well, in relation to the compensation scheme, we're waiting to hear from the minister or the state solicitors in relation to the terms that we've put to them. As of now, we don't have an agreed terms of reference, so we can't advise our clients to proceed and partake in the compensation scheme as it stands.
Right. Why not?
Well, there are several factors. We met with the state in Dublin. We put our proposals to them, and they were agreeable to quite a few of those proposals. But at the moment, two outstanding matters are in relation to the fees that are going to be put, or the funds that will be put to clients for general damages at the outset, so that they can attain whatever treatment they deem necessary to ensure that they're getting the necessary and appropriate medical care. And secondly, it's in relation to putting them in funds so they can take up the necessary medical reports that are going to be required to proceed with their action.
Okay, and what would it take to deliver that for the families now? Or are we approaching a scenario whereby significant numbers will opt out of the redress scheme and go, where do they go then in the process?
Well, if they're not going to partake in the redress scheme, we'd be issuing High Court proceedings on behalf of all of our clients. At the moment, we've issued several sets of proceedings already, and we've served quite a few proceedings, and we intend to serve a vast amount of proceedings over the coming weeks on the HSE.
What will this mean financially for families in terms of, and the time-wise, if they don't go through a redress scheme or it doesn't address the concerns that you have about it being a two-tiered system?
Well, look, we fully welcomed the compensation scheme from the very outset, but at this stage it's going to, if families are forced to proceed via the High Court in protracted legal proceedings, it's certainly going to increase the timeline as to when the children will receive compensation. There's also the aspect of the families. Unfortunately, several of the families and parents have suffered physical abuse as a result of the side effects of the medication that their children were on. These parents have also been charged with administering the medication prescribed by the doctor, and unfortunately it's led to huge unrest within the families. Some children blaming their parents for giving them the medication, telling their parents that they should have known better considering the side effects that they were experiencing. But it's a very difficult situation for a parent to be in when they're advised by a professional to put their child on this medication, despite the concerns being raised during the course of these meetings. It seemed to be a case of shape up or ship out. Put your child on this medication or we'll be discharging you from the services, which is very disappointing.
That's something that you want addressed as well, and obviously a huge emotional toll continuing to be felt by the families involved. If this isn't resolved, Keith, if families do have to go down the road of the High Court, how long might the process last? How long might they be waiting for closure on this and resolution of it?
By the time a family would issue and serve medical negligence proceedings, the timeline could be up to four years, I would think. Despite the fact that there's an admission of liability here, it's still a very complex process. There's medical reports required, there's vocational reports required, there's schooling reports required, there's potentially actuarial reports required, which are all very costly reports to take up. That's why we've requested that the families are put in €15,000 to take up the necessary reports. We've also, gladly, we've managed to increase the initial payment of €5,000 to €10,000 at this stage, but we don't feel it's appropriate. We feel that the families need to be put in the necessary funds to ensure that a lot of the families aren't in the financial position to take up these reports, and they're absolutely necessary to take up. So we have a comprehensive case put to the HSE.
Yeah. Now, the compensation scheme will be funded by taxpayers. Don't there have to be clear parameters, though, set as to who qualifies under the scheme? Yes, children are directly affected, but if another family member has been affected, as difficult as it is it not more appropriate that they go through the courts?
And that was certainly, that's one of the issues at the moment. We've put our arguments to the state as to why we feel some family members needed to be included in the scheme. We understand that the state are reluctant to open the floodgates here, and every case will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis due to the fact that the facts of every case are different in every household. But we're awaiting confirmation. Unfortunately, the state have delayed from the very, very outset in replying to our correspondence. So we're hopeful to hear from them by this week or next week. Otherwise, we warn them that we will be issuing proceedings on every single file that we have in our offices.
And that's a lot of files. The family themselves have come forward, the support group, the CAMHS family support group, South Kerry CAMHS family support group, and have said that, look, they're not happy. They're hoping, or they were hoping that a workshop would enable families to engage with the HSE for the betterment of CAMHS as per the Maskey Report recommendations. This was discussed with the group representatives in previous meetings. We always were ensured and hoping that we wanted all 250 families invited. The HSE agreed to this back in May. As of yet, no letters have been sent to the families. We were only told yesterday that the meeting was going ahead and that it was only for group members, with another meeting to be scheduled for remaining families going forward. We find this segregation appalling. It's meant representatives are doing the job of the HSE by having to engage with families on their behalf instead of a simple letter of invitation to all. The HSE have not communicated effectively with ourselves and other families, and now many are unable to attend what they feel is a very important meeting with the HSE. So communication issues still there as well. But even on that, Keith, I know you're not a spokesperson for the family. You know, how feasible is it for the HSE to have a meeting with 250 families? Does it not have to go through representatives?
Well, certainly the HSE at the outset have to notify those 250 families. This is the summer holidays. Family parents are minding their children. Their children are not at school at the moment. Parents are working. Whether 250 people could attend the workshop, I don't know, but surely they should be put on notice that a workshop is taking place. It's very disappointing to see that they've only notified the focus group or the working group yesterday, I believe. And the first line of it is an apology for the delay in letting them and making them aware that the focus group, that the workshop is taking place. So it's very disappointing, but it's par for the course, unfortunately, for the parents at the moment. And certainly is the lay of the land going forward for all these parents at the moment. They should have been made aware. Everybody should have been made aware. It's not just the focus group with the concerned parents. Obviously, every single parent who has a child impacted by this should be made aware that a workshop is taking place, because I'm sure there's plenty of feedback that they'd like to give to CAMHS as well.
Certainly is. Okay, Keith, we'll leave it there. We'll see where it goes. Lots of work to do, I'd imagine, in relation to resolving this issue. That's Keith Rowles there, who is a partner with Coleman Legal South, representing quite a number of families affected by that.